BP's technology problem.
The largest and most interesting part of my job as BP's chief scientist is to help plot and now implement the company's long-term technology strategy to figure out what Beyond Petroleum really means.
Back when Steve Coonan was chief scientist for BP, the long-term technology strategy for the company was getting beyond petroleum. Today, it's getting beyond the Deepwater Horizon disaster. But that's more short-term, and Steve Coonan is no longer with the company. He works for the U.S. government now. A boom time in the oil cleanup business. Who's for real and who's just a wildcatter? Visionaries and opportunists in the Gulf. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. They're looking for a few good ideas down there in the Gulf. It's Monday, May 24th.
But sorting through those good ideas, I imagine, would be a mess. Let's get a check on the morning's news. Tensions are escalating this morning on the Korean Peninsula. South Korea's president announced his nation will cut nearly all trade with the North, deny North Korean ships use of sea lanes, and ask the United Nations Security Council to punish the North for sinking a South Korean warship 2 months ago. North Korea receives more than $300 million a year from the South. It's the second largest trade partner after China. Speaking at high-level meetings in China this morning, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says South Korea can count on full U.S. support.
We endorse President Lee's call on North Korea to come forward with the facts regarding this act of aggression and, above all, to stop its belligerent and threatening behavior.
The United States has 28,000 troops in South Korea. China, North Korea's main ally, has so far remained neutral.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says the rising tide of oil is now washing ashore on Louisiana's mainland, not just its barrier islands.
Oil is hitting our shores. Mile after mile of our shoreline is now oiled.
Joining us now from the Gulf is Campbell Robertson from our partner, the New York Times. Campbell, it seems that there are at least three fronts in this war zone right now, the shore, the surf, and that deep water well that's still gushing. Where's the front line, if it can even be said, Campbell?
Well, it's disastrous that that the oil is getting up into the marshes, but I think until you stop it down underwater where the leak is happening, everything else, you're just going to be playing defense.
All right. The front line is still down 5,000 feet below the surface. Campbell Robertson from the New York Times, stay with us. We'll be back with you in a moment.
The Taliban has claimed responsibility for Saturday night's assault on NATO's base in Kandahar. They fired rockets and tried to storm the base, but were turned back. It was the second attack on a major NATO base in a week. And meanwhile, that's the sound of the radical Yemeni cleric Anwar al-Awlaki encouraging Muslims to kill American civilians in a video released by al-Qaeda. Awlaki has emerged as a prominent terrorist recruiter. He is U.S.-born.
India's civil aviation minister says human error might have caused the crash of an Air India plane that killed 158 people over the weekend. And British Airways cabin crews are on strike for the next 5 days. The airline says it will still be able to carry 70% of the passengers who have booked flights. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures are down for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,193. The S&P opens at 1,087. And the Nasdaq begins at 2229. Later this hour, China. It's the agenda for Hillary Clinton and Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary this week, and it's on our agenda too. China driving the agenda, coming up later.
And since last month's explosion on the Deepwater Horizon oil rig, BP says they've received tens of thousands of calls and emails offering advice, services, equipment. How do you sort through tens of thousands of ideas? Kind of, we're going to talk to one of the people trying to get BP's attention. You can enter in on this too. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Have you heard an idea that you think is not being used or should be considered in terms of dealing with the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico? Let us know.
We'll actually give you the BP number coming up. And also in politics, is it national or local? The political discussion over the weekend had me scratching my head. Are any of these races nationally significant? Or in Pennsylvania and Kentucky, is it really just about those states? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.